Welcome back to Listen to Trans People, where we listen to trans people in their own words. Today we'll hear from Pulitzer Prize-winning trans author Andrea Long Chu about the definition of female. Quote, "Pornography is what it feels like when you think you have an object, but really the object has you. It is therefore a quintessential expression of femaleness. Getting fucked makes you female, because fucked is what a female is. The assimilation of any erotic image is, by nature, female. To be female is, in every case, to become what someone else wants. At bottom, everyone is a sissy. The asshole is a universal vagina through which femaleness can always be accessed." This has been Listen to Trans People, where we lift trans voices.
Well, does that mean because I'm an asshole?
You can get
female.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Tommy.
I'm Barry.
And we are the Unrefined Guys, two guys who know a little bit about a whole lot of things, don't know a whole lot about one particular topic, and I don't know.
What the fuck did you just play?
Well, so I figured, you know, let's start it off on a little controversial kick.
Oh, that's for sure.
Oh, wow.
So, for those who weren't quite aware, she was making...
Hey, welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Happy Friday.
Pretty sure she's just making fun.
I hope so.
Of the gregarious nature of...
Well, she was quoting somebody who's wrote trans...
Who
books.
Are trans lesbians,
yeah.
Oddly enough, which is just the long way about going, being a man.
Yeah, being straight.
But, you know, so she, it's kind of like the libs of TikTok. People get so infuriated with this lady that runs the libs of TikTok, but all she does is she finds the social media posts that are made by liberals and trans and whatever it happens to be, and she posts them again.
She just reposts them.
She once in a while, she gives a little play-by-play.
Yeah.
And it is a little slanted. I'll give you that. But she uses their own words against them.
Yeah, she's proving our point.
And then these people get furious, like, and say she's causing all of this drama because she's bringing attention to what these people are doing and saying.
Yeah, okay. I kind of see that point.
I don't. If you put it out on public social media.
That's where I was going to go. Is they put it out on social. She just reposted it.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately or fortunately, depends on what side you're on, pointed out your idiocy.
Yeah.
You being an idiot, you know. But the one thing I took away from that is the one thing that stuck with me was the butthole being the new vagina. Hasn't men been trying to tell their
men
wives
have
that?
Men been trying to tell their wives that for centuries, I'm sure. I mean,
but it's
listen,
also...
It's the one time that you will absolutely hear a guy say his size is a lot smaller. Like, he's really going to try and convince you it's far smaller than it possibly is.
Oh, you won't even notice.
Yeah. Come on, babe, it's not that big. Or the infamous, the most romantic way I've ever heard it. You take dumps bigger than this.
Wow. That's not romantic at all.
See, I didn't think so either, but apparently...
You shouldn't tell your wife that.
Trust me, I would never even think of it. No. 25 years, I've learned what I can joke about and what I can't.
That's one of them.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Not a topic we even breach in more ways than one. Clear. Throw a frag grenade.
Oh, jeez. You got me all choked up.
How was the latter part of your week?
So far, so good.
Well, you know, it's Friday, so
yeah,
we're going to dive right into some wildness, I suppose.
Well, yeah, I'm just... That clip just threw me for a loop.
But it goes to show...
No, you stay away from my butt.
I
way
that.
Off of that. She's a little bit delayed. It goes to show the hypocrisy and the idiocy of generally the stupidity of the arguments. So we talked about on Monday, we breached just a tiny bit about feminine and feminists not protecting women's spaces.
Right.
You've got this big uproar with Planet Fitness right now. They've lost quite a bit of money and a lot of membership over their stance of allowing trans women into the women's dressing rooms at Planet Fitness. And they've, you know, they aren't getting any support from the public on it. They've lost quite a bit.
So they're allowing it.
Yes, they do allow it. Yes. So, yeah. What started this a few weeks ago, a mother and daughter were in the gym working out, and they went to the shower or to the locker rooms to clean up, and there was a man who thought he was a female standing at the sink shaving his face.
Okay.
And she snapped a picture of it, told her daughter, well, we'll go home to clean up. They got their stuff and they left. And then she posted this picture on social media. Planet Fitness revoked her membership because she violated one of the policies of taking a picture in a locker room.
Okay, I get their
point. To the letter of the law, I understand what Planet Fitness did. They also sent out a memo to all of their stores places of business that this is how you're going to address this and how we're going to go forward. They're going to basically, we welcome all and we want all to feel safe and welcome and yada, yada, yada.
Okay. Well, I don't feel safe with a man in my locker room.
There was another incident that occurred similar to that in another Planet Fitness, and they've still doubled down on it now, and they've lost some money. I don't know the exact amount, but they've lost pretty substantial amount of money, I think. And so they're learning, you know, kind of the Bud Light approach to things. This lunacy that's happening in front of our eyes is because we have a lot. Let me back off of that. Because the feminists have decided, now look, back in the 60s and 70s, the feminists were, you know, we want to be equal, we want to work, we want to get equal pay, we want all this stuff. And then they got it. And Rush Limbaugh used to make fun of him. He called them feminazis, and I love that term.
Yeah.
You know, and
but now you're not going to stand up for.
But now what's happening is these screaming liberal feminists of yesteryear have turned into either they've shied away completely and they're backing off, or they're supporting this trans agenda of allowing, and let's face it, you don't see very many trans men in these male spaces. You don't see very trans men compete. Matter of fact, I don't think there's any trans men competing in male sports. What you're seeing is this overabundance of trans females.
Yeah.
Invading women's spaces, invading women's sports, invading
which is
all of these things. Women,
when this thing became when this became a thing, is what we were constantly worried about. Is, you know, you're going to have these pervs. Mm-hmm. Now you've just opened literally a door for them to perv out.
Riley Gaines brings to attention Leah Thomas from the NCAA, the swimming meet. So Leah Thomas is a trans woman. Mm-hmm. Who, as you pointed out so skillfully, when Leah Thomas was a male in college swimming on the male team, was ranked somewhere around the mid-400s,
right?
Decided he was going to become a female and started breaking records. Now, whatever you think about that, there are documented social media posts of Leah Thomas's significant other, who is also trans female,
going a long way to be gay,
right? The Leah Thomas's significant other has posted many social media posts suggesting that he is one who isn't necessarily trans, believing he's in another,
right,
in the wrong body, but rather that he is sexually aroused by being dressed in female clothing. And there's a lot of posts in his social media that very diligently point that out.
But you remember in the 80s, there was a diver named Greg Louganis.
Mm-hmm.
and he was one of the best divers ever.
The best.
And when it came out that he was gay, but he also enjoyed dressing in female clothing, mm-hmm. you could still compete in the men's sports yep. and have this fetish, if you will.
Right.
So you don't need to invade the other sex's sport to... What, come on.
There are videos out, and I'm ashamed to say that I didn't fall... let me say this. I'm proud to say I didn't fall too far into this rabbit hole, but I did fall far enough that I have some shame. There are many, many, many posts on social media, Reddit forums, X, etc. Sorry, I thought I said it wrong. Anyway...
You did. We're good.
Of these trans females in women's bathrooms filming themselves in front of the mirrors. And it's at least the ones that are being shown on the social media posts, they are aroused. It's obvious they're aroused. Some of them are pleasuring themselves. And there's one or two videos or a couple of videos where even the person is narrating what's going on. I'm in the bathroom and I'm free to do this. And they're pleasing themselves while this is going on. And it's almost like they're trying to get caught.
Yeah.
Being aroused, dressed as a female.
Yeah, there's a bunch of fetishes that go along with this.
Right.
It's not just dressing in women's clothing.
I get that not every trans person is that.
Right. No.
But unfortunately, this is the type of thing that has been said was going to happen years ago when Obama said we needed to allow trans people to use the bathroom of their choices. And the argument was made then. And now what we're seeing is
that it's come true.
These people pleasuring themselves in female bathrooms, trying to get caught pleasing themselves.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm trying to be careful here, but this is getting too much. It's getting to be too much.
Well, you hear stories. I've seen stories on this other app that I'm on that I was telling you about earlier of fathers, watching a male walk into the bathroom after his daughters went into this bathroom. And he went into the bathroom and basically yanked the dude out. And even though the dude was claiming to be trans and that I have every right to use his bathroom, he's like, not when my daughter's in there. Yeah.
I am glad that my daughter is an adult now, because if this was going on, I would probably be in that same boat.
Yeah.
We can try to be understanding. We can try and be all of these things, but when you have... Go ahead.
Keep going.
When you have Orthodox Catholics, mm-hmm. Orthodox priests, Baptists, and all these different faiths starting to accept the LGBT community, specifically more the T part of this community, there's a problem that I don't think these people are ready for. When you've got other Orthodox priests in the church standing up and saying the Pope has gone astray. Now, I don't know about karma, but I also don't believe a whole lot of coincidences. You remember back just after the Summer of Love, that George Floyd mural that got zapped by lightning
yes,
in Minnesota?
Yeah.
We thought that was karmatic.
Yeah.
Karmatic. There is a statue of the Pope that just a week or so ago was struck by lightning. Now, this statue of the Pope had kind of like a halo above it. And it also held the cross, which was kind of symbolic of, the what the Pope is supposed to represent. The only thing damaged on this statue when this lightning struck was that cross had been, it's gone, and so was the halo. Again, I don't believe in coincidences. However... That's kind of just odd.
I think somebody's trying to say something.
It's possible. Look, I have a lot of respect for the Catholic faith. I'm not a big fan of religion in general. We've talked about that.
It's the organization of the religion, yeah.
However, when you start to mock the basic principles of Christianity, it's bound to bite you in the ass at some point. And when we start to support this this trans movement. Now, look, I want to be clear here because we've talked about it much. If you're an adult and you want to do these things because you feel that that's who you are at your core, that's on you. I don't support what you do, but you're your own person. You do it as long as it doesn't hurt other people. I don't have to like what you do.
Yeah.
I have to treat you like a human being, and I will. But when you start bringing the kids into it, when you have videos being filmed of yourself in your fetishized clothing in a bathroom, pleasing yourself while little girls and their mothers are walking in, and you're trying not to get caught, you're on a whole different world now.
Yeah. Or are you trying to get caught?
Well, that's the whole... What, that's the rush. That rush to, yeah. to, you know, it's kind of like voyeurism, yeah, I guess, yeah. you know, exhibitionism.
Mm-hmm. Definitely exhibitionism. Yeah, it's just one of those fetishes. They get off, if you will, almost getting caught, or the potential of getting caught. You see that all you know, a lot.
I guess, to you know, each his own.
So is there a difference between just a man trans woman being in the women's bathroom just purely to do business and get out?
Yes.
I think there is.
Versus somebody who's in there for other reasons. And then, so if you still think that, no, you should still be in the men's bathroom, not in the women's bathroom. Remember when you had children and you had to take them to the bathroom? Would you take your girl into the men's bathroom, or would you go with her into the ladies' bathroom?
When my daughter was young, and it was just her and I, and I wasn't going to trust her in a bathroom.
Right.
She and I walked into the men's bathroom.
Okay.
Put in her stall. She did her thing, and then we left.
So is that as traumatizing, more traumatizing, less traumatizing than having a man in the women's bathroom?
I couldn't answer that. You'd have to ask my daughter. But I would venture a guess. If I'm being completely honest, she would probably tell you she doesn't even remember it.
Right.
It didn't happen very often. I guess where I sit with this, I see what you're trying to do as
and
far
I'm
as making us think.
I'm not for it at all. But I know I've seen, you know, there's some single men out there or men who have taken their daughters out for daddy-daughter day. And like, what do you do?
No, I agree.
No, remembering what I did in the situation with my daughter, it was the way men's bathrooms are set up anyways. You're not going to see anything. And the way I always did is I took her into the stall, like Tommy said, and we did her, she did her business, got her, you know, situated. And then I would open the door and see if there was anything that she shouldn't be seeing.
You know? Anybody was hanging out.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we'd leave.
Okay. And so you would take her into the men's bathroom.
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Because you had stalls. Most stalls have stalls in there also.
Well, you can't really put her on a urinal. I mean, you could.
You could try.
You'd have to hold her up pretty high.
That's
but
a whole nother story.
So, yeah, right you always there. Had to go in the stall. Now, that being said, there was a few times I went and they didn't have doors on the stalls.
Right.
So I had to act as the door, you know.
And again, I appreciate the question because we do need to think like that.
Yeah.
Like, not every man who's in the women's bathroom is there for nefarious reasons.
Agreed. So here was a story the other day. You brought up Caitlyn Jenner earlier. Mm-hmm. And earlier in the week, we talked on Monday about I'm going to give Caitlyn Jenner the respect of addressing her as her, even though all I can ever see is him on a Wheaties box.
Right.
Okay. Because that was my first real Olympics that I remember.
Yes.
Okay. But all of that aside, Caitlyn Jenner is not per se one of those people who is standing in front of the mirror, filming himself, pleasuring himself as people are coming and going, trying to not get caught. Right.
100%.
Blair White, exactly. The same thing.
Exactly.
There was a male dressed in female clothing I think it was last week, that was a pretty big news story, had stuck their cell phone at their feet while they were sitting in the stall, filming underneath the stall.
Yeah, no, that's not.
Things like this.
But that's the problem. Yeah. There's those pervs that are doing that.
Right.
That are making it hard or impossible, or they're going to revoke the rights for the trans women that are there legitimately.
Honestly.
Yeah. If they're
just
going in there legitimately.
To figure themselves.
If we
but the ones that are doing it legitimately, sorry, Tommy.
I'm sorry.
The ones that are doing it legitimately are in and out doing their business. They're not farting around.
Yeah, not trying to make a scene and post videos for TikTok. Right.
If we look at percentages.
Or YouPorn or whatever.
Yeah, whatever. If you look at the percentages of actual trans people, and let's just be generic and call them transsexual, because that's what it is.
That's what it is.
Okay. There are less than, I think the number I saw recently was like less than 2 or 3%.
Yes.
Okay. Very, very small percentage. If you look at where we're at today, there is an increase and there is a specific group where we're seeing this increase occur. You're seeing it in these teenage girls, right about puberty point or a little after, who are making this transition, which I believe is a social contagion. And then you've got this young group of boys that are similar in age, but it's a lot smaller of a number. And then you've got this number of adult or pre-adult, say 16, 17, 18-year-old gay males who are transitioning for a time. And when they detransition, it's later found, boys and girls, that they're usually on the spectrum somehow and or gay or lesbian. Some of them have had a fetish. Many of them, they're finding, were just exploratory.
Right.
I can't think of a time, and I'm not saying this for any other reason than to say that I'm sure it happens. I personally never found it in my mind to think, I wonder what it's like to wear women's clothing. I, however, do know some of my male friends when we were young, they would joke around and put mom's heels on after she came in, and they would put them on and walk to the kitchen with them. 7-year-old boy
it
doing that.
It looks like fun.
It until you
taller,
twist your ankle.
Right. Yeah.
You learn it takes talent to drink.
My egg donor was an adult entertainer, and the limited time that I spent with her, she had some heels, man. Never crossed my mind to put any of that shit on. Just didn't cross my mind.
Even in Halloween, at those times where we...
You know, because the big thing when we were
remember,
growing up was the football players all dressed as cheerleaders.
I don't ever remember...
I unfortunately did that.
I don't ever remember dressing as a female. I'm not saying that I didn't, but I don't recall ever doing it.
Yeah, well, it was a joke, you know?
Sure,
yeah.
There's a difference.
Dare, what do you want to call it?
My son, similar to you... dressed up as, you know, as a female for Halloween because it was part of sports, right?
Right.
I don't believe in my heart of hearts at any stretch that my son's going, well, there's a little part in me that's a little hanky
like
about
this.
That.
Yeah, no, I was not happy. Yeah.
Right. So
it didn't take.
You're right. There's a difference between...
And I would say that many just straight up gay men... don't necessarily want to wear women's clothing.
Think about this.
No,
a majority of your drag queen folks.
Yes,
I guess I don't. Your drag queen community. A majority of them are gay men.
Right.
They dress up as females for an acting bit, if you will.
Yeah.
Okay. Their day to day lives, most of them, are not spent in the trans environment. When they're out and about doing their daily routines, they are just gay men going about their lives.
Right.
This is why...
They do it for the rush and the entertainment value.
And that percentage of gay men who like to do that is very small.
It is.
It is, but I don't look at them as transsexual in any way.
No.
Some of them have come out later, you know, and said, yeah, they're trans.
Sure.
But very few.
Right.
And that's why I have a hard not a big problem, but I have a problem with this drag. I mean, it's a big problem when it comes to the drag queens reading stories to children, because there's more to it. When you see these drag shows for family, listen, I like going to the drag shows. They're a good time. They're a lot of fun.
They're entertaining.
They're very entertaining. They're not a place for a kid.
No.
At all. They're men who are dressed as women who are being, you know, as explicit as you, as we get sometimes in telling the adult jokes and the innuendos, and sometimes they're stripping down to, you know, little or none. Not always.
And that's not appropriate. It's not appropriate.
It's not appropriate for children.
Right. It's not appropriate for a woman to do in front of children. It's not appropriate for a man to do in front of children. It's not appropriate for anybody.
But we'll take them to Pride and let them see all that leather and bondage gear. And we're the bad guys because we're not. Look, I'm not transphobic. I'm not afraid of these people at all.
No, and all my point was is the problem is with these bathroom situations, locker room situations, the Planet Fitness thing. We said it back in when Obama, you know, was like, hey, you know, let them do whatever bathroom they want. I said it earlier in the show, we opened the door for these pervs, these ones that saw the opportunity are now seized the opportunity to, I'm going to dress up like a girl. There's nothing they can say to me. I'm going to go into the bathroom and I'll get my jollies.
Period. I agree with that. Yeah. It,
we opened the door for them and now we're suffering the consequences. I don't personally care if a woman comes into the men's room, even just a straight woman.
I've been there when it's happened.
I don't care when it happens because, you know, she's going to go into the stall. She's got to go so bad resorted to go in the men's room.
That's exactly, you know? It. Yeah.
So she's not looking to look at junk. I got to pee, you know, or poop or whatever the hell it might be. So she's not there for a nefarious reason. And I have to, as a human, respect the fact that she's got to take care of business and she's trying to be, you know, she's in an emergency situation.
She's taking matters to the extreme.
Yeah. We've both done it, gone into the ladies' room because the men's room was being cleaned.
Right.
Or whatever the case may be.
Stand watch.
Yeah. Yeah. One of us would stand watch. Sorry.
And vice versa, gone into the room.
I've been to in a situation where we have the single bathroom, male, female, the male's was closed, you know, it was locked and you got to go. I've made the joke. I'm identifying as female for the next few minutes and I'd go take care of business.
Yeah.
Basically it was my way of letting people know, hey, I'm going to use this restroom. That it's not like it's a public, it is a public, but it's a one stall shot.
Right.
It's
right.
Not like I'm taken away from people.
It's not a multi-person.
You made a great point, Bear, that we didn't make enough noise.
No.
Because we allowed it to happen. And back then, there were many screaming and hollering. And they said the same thing then that we're saying now. It's a slippery slope that we're bound to get bit by.
And we got bit.
I will disagree with many people when they talk about gay marriage, for instance. Oh, it's a slippery slope. Well, how much further can a gay marriage go after getting married? I don't think they can. In many cases, there have been a few instances where there have been some problems that have arose from that marriage and adoption and whatnot. But that's not what we're here to address. Whereas the trans community came in and in many, if you listen to a lot of the LGB community, they overtook their movement. They overtook their flag. And they have now basically, by some of the LGB folks, have made a mockery of what the gay community had fought for so long.
Yeah.
Stonewall wasn't about trans people. Stonewall was about gay rights and lesbian rights being able to just be treated as an equal, similar to, you know, the three-fifths rule back when the Constitution was amended for slaves. Why each person is an individual and should be treated the same as everybody else. If you're trans and you want to be treated like everybody else, then don't shove things down our throats. Listen, the one thing I'm tired of hearing is they're genociding, they're killing off, there has been almost zero. Now, I'm not saying it's zero, but there are very few instances of trans people being targeted. Now, maybe they're being harassed.
Do hear about them when
you'll
it
hear
happens.
About it. But
you'll hear about it.
You're not hearing about murders and rapes and all of these things. Do they happen? I'm sure they have. Matthew Shepard happened when we were young. It was a gay man who was brutally beaten and left to die because he was gay. Well, that's different. We fought against that when that came about because he should have been treated like everybody else. If you want to be treated like everybody else, prove to me that you're oppressed.
And don't demand to be treated special.
That's the problem. BLM used to come out and say, the blacks are oppressed. The blacks are oppressed. You have the exact same rights that every other citizen here does have.
Yeah, and don't tell me it's because they live in predominantly bad neighborhoods. Well, you know, that is a generational thing where somebody has to break the curse.
Mm-hmm.
And why can't it be you to break the curse and move yourself out of the ghetto or out of the inner city, whatever you want to call it, and do better?
I'm not privileged, so I can't do that.
Shut up. We grew up poor.
We grew up very poor.
In a shitty part of town.
Bad neighborhoods.
We did it.
And we fixed it.
And don't tell me it's because I'm white.
No. It irritates and the slippery slope argument while the chickens are coming home to roost.
Yeah.
And we are now paying for the laxing and accepting of things that are well outside of norm. Well outside of the norm. You can't tell me that we're going to change our entire world and how it's structured for 2% of the population.
Right.
3 maybe.
And us being the major country even talking about this shit.
Yeah.
The rest of the world has kind of moved on past it and passed legislation.
Except Canada. Holy shit.
Well, okay, like I said.
What's going on in Canada?
They're really going really far with
their Uber.
They're going way the other way.
Oh, they're super woke.
They're Disney on steroids.
That's a good. Listen, if you're in Canada and you say something that hurts a trans person's feelings,
it's a hate crime.
It's a hate crime.
Oh my gosh.
Feelings being hurt.
Going to Canada are over. We're not.
Feelings being hurt.
I want to say that I was there. That's all.
Okay. How can you prove that your feelings were? It doesn't matter. He said it was. That's it. You're going to jail.
Yeah. They're trying to do that shit in some of the countries.
The UK is in the process of it.
The UK is doing it too, but some places in the United States are trying to do that. If I'm to call you a name, which I've done millions of times.
At least.
Would you say that it was a hate crime?
No, I would say
because you've done it back.
I'd say it's us being us,
right?
The thing about
out of a brief moment of anger, if I use the F word for gay people, and yelling at a homosexual and saying you effing
right F word,
it's just a moment of anger. Do I actually feel that way? Yeah, okay. I said the word. Doesn't mean that I actually feel that way. No, it doesn't really mean that.
I recall. Making
because I've argument. Used the N-words a few times.
I recall making the argument.
Doesn't make me racist as well.
Oh, it's the argument got made that when we grew up, that F word, not fuck, didn't mean
the bundle of sticks.
Yeah,
that word.
It didn't necessarily mean sexual identity. It meant you were an idiot. You were dumber than a bundle of sticks, basically. It didn't mean that you were attracted to men or anything like that. But we've sensitized everything so much.
Yeah.
Again, here's the unrefined guy's word is pussified. And we've created a world full of pansies. And, Biden right now is trying to make it so that you can have your sex changed on your birth certificate, your passport, and your ID, which is a fascinating idea because that's going to blow up in somebody's face.
Yep.
Because let's just say Jim Bob decides he's going to be a trans.
And Jim Bob decides to go to Saudi Arabia or one of these countries that will not go that woke.
And they're going to look at that passport and say, you lied on your passport, and you are now going to be placed in jail for lying to attempt entry into our country by false pretenses. No, but I am a female. Well, you got junk.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's be honest. Most trans people don't pass.
No.
at all.
And don't tell me you're oppressed. If you're oppressed, go to those countries.
Yeah.
So your birth certificate is your birth certificate. You were born this. Even if you change your name, your birth certificate does not change.
It can, but
you get a piece of paper saying, hey, we've legally changed your name.
Your birth certificate changes too, but that's just semantics.
Yeah.
So your name can. The sex can not, right. Usually.
Like, I changed my name. My birth certificate didn't change. It still says...
So Jazz Jennings, for instance.
It still says...
I don't remember where Jazz Jennings is living, but Jazz Jennings is the TLC star.
Somewhere in Texas, ain't it?
I thought so. They started off as a boy, and mom...
Yeah.
Jazz basically allegedly said to mom, I'm a girl. Mom, of course, embraced it. Trans housing by proxy set in, and now Jazz is a 21 year old surgical appearing female who's still
Florida
somewhat appears to be male, mostly, who is a lifelong depression induced person who has a wound between their legs that will never heal.
And I'm not a lifelong drug taker.
I'm not trying to be insensitive, but Jazz Jennings is now dating a female. Weird.
Yeah. I just looked her up and it said American YouTuber and lesbian.
Yeah. So Jazz Jennings, for instance, I don't know how Florida's law works. I don't believe she can change her birth certificate. But Biden is trying to make it so that you can. And like Bear was saying, you're going to go to Saudi Arabia or other countries who you're gaining entry into their country under false pretenses. You're going to be jailed for it. And then what happens? Like you said, you think you're oppressed now. Why don't you go be oppressed? I love all these trans folks that are saying, you know, trans.
Equating themselves to the slaves. Yeah,
trans, something about free Palestine.
Mm.
Okay, head on over there and let me know how that works out for you.
Go ahead. They could use some help.
Oh, yeah. And when you're flying off a roof with your legs and your hands tied up.
Last week we played Tom McDonald's basically saying that they were looking for people to do landmine removal in Ukraine.
I have unfortunately subjected myself to looking at it. I could only watch a few of these videos where they're literally taking these homosexuals and trans people from these Arab countries, taking them up on top of these roofs, tying their hands behind their backs, and tossing them off of this building.
Sometimes tying their legs together.
Yeah, like it's nothing. They're just tossing them over, and they sometimes they die on impact, sometimes they don't, and if they don't, they just leave them.
Yeah, they will eventually.
I don't believe that anybody should be treated like that.
No.
At all. But.
But you're fighting for this country.
You're fighting for this country. No, we're fighting for the people of the country. Yeah, great. Well, the people of that country don't like you.
Right.
Because of your lifestyle.
Exactly.
They're not going to listen to you because of your lifestyle, because of your beliefs.
It's all about this oppression word, and I'm so sick of it being thrown around. Listen, if you're. Like you said, if you're living in a bad place, if you know, in a poor neighborhood, if you don't have a job that pays, you can make the change if you choose to.
Yeah.
It's going to take hard work. It's going to take grit. Yeah,
exactly.
But
it's not going to be easy.
Get out. Yeah. You can get out. So you're not oppressed. So don't give me that shit. And when these trans folks are saying, oh, we're oppressed, show me. You can still go to the store. You can still do it. You might have to deal with assholes who are going to be mean to you.
Yeah, that is something we can't control. And that's the unfortunate part of being in this society and being human beings.
That can happen to anyone at any time.
Yeah. Or, you know, as a white.
It's not because you're trans or gay or whatever. It's because you
could
found.
Be.
It could be.
I was going to say, as a heterosexual white male, I've caught in a lot of heat lately. Right, some of the jobs I've worked at. Just. You know, you're privileged. You're going through the.
I've gotten the privilege card thrown at me a few times.
You know. You. I'm here to do a job. Why do we have to bring this into it?
Yeah. This oppressive, and it goes into, we were talking before the show about voter ID.
Yeah.
You read a post that you had.
Yeah, that Elon just retweeted or reposted, however you want to call it. Re-exed it, whatever. What it said was that 42 out of 50 of the states do not require voter ID.
Unreal.
Which is baffling because we've had voter ID in Colorado.
So there's only
forever.
Eight states that require ID.
And Colorado was one of those blue states that requires voter ID. And I've never thought anything about that. As a matter of fact, I think it would be weird because I've got to show my ID not only to get on a plane, but I've got to have an ID to purchase a plane ticket.
Yes.
I've got to have an ID to have a credit card.
You got to have an ID to purchase alcohol.
I got to have an ID to purchase alcohol. I got to have an ID to gain public assistance in many aspects of it.
Right.
But I don't have to have an ID to vote for the people who are going to represent me in likely the most vital reason to need an ID is to prove that I am capable and allowed to vote for them.
That I'm a legal citizen of the United States.
I'm able to vote for these people.
That's what drives me crazy is the left is screaming that if we require voter IDs, that's racist.
I love it. I love it. Racist.
What?
It's racist.
How is that racist?
I saw a couple.
So you're assuming that they're too stupid.
That's exactly what they're saying.
To get their own ID.
No, none of the blacks or Hispanics who this is directly aimed at are coming out and going, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
A couple have, but
I've
not
seen,
enough.
I've
to,
seen some.
Well, they drank the Kool-Aid. Yeah.
I've seen.
I had to say
seen,
it. I'm sorry.
I know you did. I have seen some man on the street interviews where they're asking, and they don't do it in a way of, hey, do you know where, can you get an ID? Do you have an ID? They ask them, number one, do you have an ID? Yes, I do. Number two, can you tell me where the post office is? They'll give you directions. Can you tell me where the DMV is? They gave directions.
Yeah, I've seen those.
These folks are not stupid, but it's just like when Biden says, all the poor kids are just as good as the white kids.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
But
or if you don't vote for me, you're
if
not
you
black.
Don't vote for me, you're not black. It blows my mind that this guy can make these bumble jumbled
racist
comments.
Well, you're right. I wasn't black and I didn't vote for you. So there.
Planet Fitness numbers. Sorry. I had to relay some information. it really irritates me that I guess it irritates me more that the black community that this is being targeted as or targeted to aren't out in masses and that the media isn't behind it going, wait a minute.
So one of the things that since like 87, 88. Right around there where they were complaining that there was so many disproportionately more liquor stores in where the black people are living in those neighborhoods. There's more liquor stores in those neighborhoods than there are anywhere else. So this goes to the ID thing. How are they buying the liquor in those liquor stores in their neighborhoods if they don't have a fucking ID?
Right.
It's a bullshit excuse.
So you're saying that the liquor stores are breaking the law?
That's racist.
it's racist. It's racist to say that they aren't smart enough to get an ID. They don't have the money to get an ID.
We just want to make it where legal citizens are the only ones voting.
And we want it to be that way, but the Uniparty, both
the
right and the left, the elitists that are in Washington, D.C. want to keep it this way because it's easier to manipulate the voting system. Am I saying that they're committing outright fraud? Not necessarily. But
they're rigging it.
They're rigging it in their favor. And what these elitists in the Uniparty know is that if you lead them, they'll follow. You know, I don't remember who it was. I think it was Lyndon Johnson, or maybe it had to be Johnson, who said something to the effect of, if we continue with these policies, we will have the N-words voting for our party for the next 30 years or something like that.
Yeah, it was Johnson, and it was on a recording.
Yeah.
Because he was famous for recording himself, recording every phone call, recording everything.
Including when he was taking a dump on the phone with a
You should hear the recordings calls. Of him talking to his tailor.
Oh, gosh.
Talking about taking
I think I heard that.
Taking some out of his crotch so he has room to, so his, anyway. he was a tall dude. So
I remember just recently, in, say, the last 10 or 15 years, when the media used to hold these politicians accountable.
Right.
And now, it's all controlled.
I want somebody to explain to me how and why is it racist to require voter IDs? IDs for to vote, I should say.
Because not all of them can have access to
it. It was rhetorical. Yeah. I want somebody to hit us up on the socials and say and explain it to me in right. the best way you can.
Yeah. Why is it racist to ask for an ID?
Yeah. Make it make sense.
When we talk about the media, though, there's this article from The Root.
The Root?
The R-O-O-T.
Is that a news source?
Black news and black views with a whole lot of attitude.
So like roots.
Roots, yeah.
Remember that?
So, unfortunately. This article, I'll read you the headline, and then the top part of it, just above the headline, says, "Very smart brothers." Straight black men are the white people of black people. It feels counterintuitive to suggest that straight black men as a whole possess any sort of privilege, particularly the type of privilege created for and protected by whiteness. In America, we are near or at the bottom in every relevant metric determining quality of life.
Them are the N-words right there.
That's what that's saying.
Wow. Well, I'm saying the guys are saying that are in words because they are racist towards their own people with that comment.
He's saying it feels
that anyone that acts white is an Uncle Tom is what he's saying.
How do you act white?
I don't know. I've been white my whole life.
I don't think there's this really great black guy that I like on Reels. He's like a rocker dude our age. And he...
Is he the guy that sings?
It sings all of the pop hits from the 80s. Yes.
Okay, I just saw him the other day.
Maybe he's acting white. I don't know.
How?
I don't know. That's what I'm. Because he likes music that I like.
You know what's funny about that whole situation is if we,
oh yeah,
quote unquote, acted black, we would be slaughtered.
Oh, guaranteed.
What I mean by is comments, and we would be held as racist.
If we use
putting on blackface,
if we use the vernacular.
Yeah.
If we use the tone, listen,
I can't.
In my mind, and I'm going to be clear here. This is what I'm asking because I need to try and put my head around this. If the black man is acting white, it in this person's view, does that mean he's got a wife and a kid, or wife and 2.3 kids,
right?
Two cars in the driveway.
He actually went and got milk and cigarettes.
He went and got milk and cigarettes and came back.
Maybe he's got a golden retriever instead of a pit bull.
How is he acting white?
Oh gosh.
I mean, there's the funniest thing about this is
all the stereotypes. Here's
a stereotype that might irk a few people, but if you think about your quote unquote as this guy's done. I'm not saying this is my view, but if you've got in the majority of rural America and even in the cities, more white people who are impoverished, who sit on their porches and smoke all day and don't go to work, who are without their parent or fathers, there are just as many whites as there are with blacks that are there.
Where we grew up, there was a lot of them.
Yeah. How do you act white? Now I'm irritated.
Well, he's basically saying, I mean, not basically, he's it's veiled, but he's saying that if you side with the white people, if you act
you're
white,
a honky,
you're Uncle Tom.
Yeah,
you're selling out, which is what maybe that he's that guy that I talked about earlier. That's like, I got to break the cycle. I got to get my shit together. I got to work. I got to get my
right out of and this. I'm going to get out of this, this mess that we're in.
So he's now being degraded by his own people because he's trying to do better for himself.
That
is the system trying to keep you down.
That's the government basically going, we want you to stay on the system. Yeah. We want you to stay on the teat as long as possible because the more you depend on us, the more we can suck out of you.
Yeah.
Well, here's my thing. If you go back to the 50s when one parent, dad, went to work at 9 to 5.
Or more.
Was able to purchase a home and a car. The wife would stay home with 2 to 4 kids. And they would buy a house and be able to do all of this on one income and still have expendable income to do other things with.
they would tighten the belts. And
then in World War One happened, and they tightened it up a little bit, and some of the women had to start going to work. And then World War Two hit, and then the women went to work. And what they realized, the government, I'm saying, or the cabal, if you're into that stuff, is that, wait a minute, we're getting all this money with men's work, but if women are working and men are working, we can double that. So then they got together with their buddies at the mortgage companies and all these other places and says, let's bump the prices just a little bit and make it a little bit less affordable for the one guy to do it. Let's force him out of the homes, and then we'll get two. In my mind, it would make sense that to keep these poor, not black, white, or any, but just the poor, instead of keeping them on the government tit, let's get them working because they can give us more money. And we would be able to bring more money into their into our coffers, and we'd be able to be more corrupt. But instead, and maybe there's a reason for this, we want to keep these people oppressed.
We want
keep them down
to see the end of the tunnel. Mm-hmm. But we don't want them to actually make it there. We want to keep them working and at this level, so that you know we can keep them under our control.
I want to thank early women's lib for that. Women, you're being oppressed. You need to go out and get a job. You need to go do this. And then the landlords, like you said, oh, hey, well, you're making more money. We can up our rents.
We can up the rents. We can up the prices.
You can pay more for a house.
Profits became more important.
Yep.
And the government coffers became more important.
That is the unfortunate part of capitalism.
It is.
I don't know how to say it.
But capitalism does work in some instances.
It works 90% of the time.
Yeah, okay, most instances.
I'll bet that's an accurate number.
Like, capitalism works really well for minimum wage.
Here's the one downside of capitalism, that it's very difficult, not impossible, but it's very difficult to make it in the business acumen if you don't have enough money to push yourself to it.
Yeah. That's true.
Like we talked about on Monday's show, I can invest in something with the expendable income I have, a large increase really won't make me that much money.
No.
Because, again, I bought that XM Sirius stock at 34 cents on the pen. And I think after fees and everything, it came to like 51 cents or something like that. I bought quite a bit of them, but I'm only up a couple $100 because I wasn't able to dump $10,000 into it or more.
Right.
So, you know, and even with the stocks I do own, every year I get a little pamphlet in the mail to vote. I never exercised it, by the way, but I can vote because I'm a stockholder. But that's the one place I think capitalism fails us, or it doesn't fail. Maybe it's just the way it's built, is that if you're not already having money,
right,
it's going to be harder to get into it and get a foothold.
That is true.
You know, we've learned in this last year where this is going to become a business just because we need the tax benefits.
It takes a lot to become a business.
Unfortunately, that's what we're going to have to do because we're in the red big.
No, I know.
You know, but we enjoy it, so I guess it'd be considered hobby expense.
That's exactly what it is.
You know, so
can't write it off, but at the same time,
yeah, at least it's not gonna, we won't be taxed for it. And you know, at the end of the day, I'd much rather have this capitalism than I would any other form of government, because even our poorest and our worse off are still better than many in other countries.
Oh, absolutely. God, yes.
How do we have fat homeless people?
That's a good point, man.
Because we are a giving country.
How do we have in this bad country that we live in?
Terrible.
How can our homeless people afford to go get fentanyl or whatever?
Cell phones,
right. Whatever other drugs that they can buy, alcohol. You know, how can they do that?
Because we're a giving country.
We are.
As people, and we'll.
And I'm a giver also. And I've fallen for those tricks.
Me too.
You know? I don't ask the questions because it seems a little personal, but now after being taken a couple of times, I ask, what are you going to buy this? What are you going to buy?
I sometimes find myself falling into those look at me videos where, you know, people will go up and I'm touched by it. You know, they'll go up to a homeless person who's eating and say, hey, can I have a bite? And then the person shares it with them and then they give them a bunch of money and, you know, everything's great. A lot of them seem set up, not all of them, But some of them seem like they're set up. Some of them seem pretty genuine. I think most of them seem.
There's quite a few that are genuine.
I think most of them seem genuine.
Yeah.
But as touching as those are, I would love, and we talked about this a while back, I would love to set up a channel that doesn't touch us in any way, doesn't have voices on it, or at least our voices on it, and we could go out and do exactly that without that camera ever touching us, without any credit being given, just because I think it would be, well, selfishly, I think it'd be a good boost for us,
right?
As far as personal booth,
there's a couple boost. Of the channels that I've followed or subscribed to, or whatever it's called, that they are open about how this is funded by you guys that are, you know, viewers mm-hmm. and subscribers. And yes, I pay myself a salary, but I do donate
right
a biggest portion of the money that's coming in to helping these people out, to be philanthropic,
sure.
and actually making a difference. And that guy, his name is Jimmy Darts. If you get a chance, follow him.
Jimmy Darts?
Yeah. He makes money off of the show.
Right.
The videos, I should say. But he also makes sure that, and he's got like five or six, maybe more, of people that he's actually gotten back up on their feet, got them homes and or apartments and jobs through his channel.
See, something like that would be cool. But like I said,
I'm just saying, check him out.
Back in the day, I worked for a smaller city, and I didn't live in the small city, which was really a sore subject for some of those folks that lived there, and I understood why.
Yeah.
But early on in my time there, I don't remember why I did it. I think it was just kind of a spur of the moment thing. And I was like, hey, this would be really cool. It was not a poor city, but there was quite a bit of, you know, less fortunate folks.
It was a rural town. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I got together with a few people in the office, and I said, here's what I'm thinking about doing. And what I wanted to do was to go to the school, talk to the school principal, and say, you know, give me the names of a couple of folks, a couple of the kids who could really use a little boost this Christmas. And then I went to the Department of Social Services and I said, I know you can't give me a lot, but give me a couple of names, you know. And I think I went to the school and asked for 10, and then I went to the DSS and asked for 10, and my hope was that I'd get five that would match.
Right.
Well, I got seven that matched. Weird. So we sat down, there was just like four or five of us, and we figured out how we were going to raise the money, get donations, get toys, get food, and we were going to put together just a small little, you know, couple of presents for the kids, all the kids that were in that house, and then put together a food basket so that they'd have something. And on Christmas Eve, the night before Christmas Eve, my family and I went to this town, and one of the people who were helping me out owned the restaurant, one of the restaurants in town. They closed the place down, and their family, my family, and a couple of the folks that I worked with, we all got in there, wrapped the presents up, put the boxes all together, and then they let us store them there for the night. And then Christmas Eve morning, me and my family would go out, and we'd go deliver these things. We didn't say anything to anybody. That wasn't the point.
Yeah.
And I was very clear. We did this for a couple of years before I got caught. And, you know, it bothered me because my boss kind of knew what was going on and was cool with it. But when the media got hold of it, he, of course, wanted the thing, and I didn't. And
he wanted the fame. But you
he did. And so
he wanted the accolades for the department.
Right. The last year we did it, I had to have the media there. And one of the things that the reporter asked me was, why do you do this? How long have you been doing it? First off, I explained to him how long it'd been going on. I'd been doing it for a few years. Why didn't you want the people to know about it?
It's not
about
that.
I said, because oddly enough, as generous as this sounds, there's a very selfish reason that I'm doing this. And, you know, why is that? Because I get joy for doing this, and I get the satisfaction of knowing that I could help these people. I didn't want credit for it. I didn't want all of that stuff for it. If you go to my kids today and you ask them one of the what are the most memorable Christmases for you, I promise you they're going to tell you, at least in the first or second slot, that time that we spent doing that was one of their best holiday memories. I say all of that to say that there's a point to doing these things that these folks do, and I think it's great that they do it. But for some reason, some of them feel really staged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not all of them.
No. When you're watching the videos, you can definitely get the feel for who's doing it.
Yeah.
For film, you know, to be honest about it.
Right.
There's a handful of those people that are actually doing it for selfless acts.
Right.
You know, and then there's the ones that you see that's clearly staged. Yeah. And it's clearly...
And it's too bad.
Four likes and subscriptions and whatever you want to call it.
That's too bad for that. Though it works.
It's still cool to watch.
It is cool to watch. I'm telling you, there's been a few of them that I've seen where I've kind of went, my allergies are acting up.
Right.
My allergies are going up.
All right. So what other kinds of things have you been watching? And where, what kinds of TikToks, reels, what other things have you been?
She's referring to you watching the rug cleaning and the...
Oh, so yeah.
Anything.
I had jumped on...
Like when you get on, what kind of things are popping up for you to watch?
Well, that's the weird part. So prior to last week, it was mostly these rugs. It was quite a bit of politics.
Okay.
And there were some of those... you know, philanthropic types where they're helping the homeless folks out and whatnot. And on occasion, there would be some type of, I don't want to call it religious because it wasn't religion, but, you know, something talking about the word of God or something like that. They were pretty...
Psalms 3,
yeah,
4, 10.
They were, you know, feel-good stuff.
Okay.
They were pretty rare, but they popped up pretty regularly.
Yeah.
That's all changed this week. Because I started digging to look for this eclipse stuff and why all this
so now
went
you're
down that rabbit hole.
Fear.
Yeah, well, and I was telling you guys before Monday's show, it changed from all of what I just listed out.
Now you want to go back to rug cleaning.
I'm telling you. It not only did it bring up Tartaria, which I still don't know a lot
what
about.
What the heck is that?
Giants.
Okay. Yeah.
The Great Mud Flood.
Oh, okay.
Another big thing.
I've had mud,
but yeah, the Great Flood was a big one. Quite a bit about. Like,
God promised you'd never do that again.
Yeah, exactly. But the shit that comes out of the airplanes.
Contrails.
Chemtrails or whatever. Yeah, so that's a big thing. A lot of this, I think it's called The Chosen. I'm not 100% sure, but apparently there's this Jesus, biblical...
I think it's on Hulu.
I thought it was... Well, a lot of these were filmed in a movie theater. So it's apparently a bunch of episodes. And it was originally, I guess, released in a theater. I don't know where it's on, but it would show little clips of this. And it's basically the story of Jesus' life as told, as it's being portrayed on the screen. So I'd see a lot of those. And then what else did I say popped up besides that?
It's on Netflix, by the way.
Netflix. It's very much different than it was before I looked up. There's a lot of conspiracy theories.
Okay. So you think just looking up the eclipse is what changed
your algorithm? I think that, because that was all I looked up. That was it. I've almost no politics now.
Oh.
Almost none.
Okay.
The rug cleaning, I think I saw 3 yesterday.
You gotta like those.
Well, yeah,
stay on them for the whole thing. And
I had before, but I'm telling you, the ones that are staying there now, last night when I popped it open to just scroll before I went to bed, oh my God, I could not get away from it. And it's mostly like conspiracy stuff. Yeah. All of it, you know, some, yeah, it was wild.
I was getting a lot of political stuff for a while, and then something else random came up. I'm like, hey, I used to get these all the time. So I watched the whole thing and I thumbs up. And now my whole algorithm has changed as well.
Last week you weren't here. Bear and I were sitting here before we started recording. And he had said something about a particular video he had watched. And it was probably 2 more swipes. And that exact video popped up on my phone. I don't know. It's creepy. It's weird, and I don't like it at all.
You gotta see this video.
Yeah.
Well, now I've been getting some really just stupid people videos.
I get the pets, the funny pets.
Okay. So that one I do still get a lot of.
I get the epic fail stuff. I don't get people are doing stupid shit and they get hurt. I get that a lot. I still get my rug cleaning.
Right.
I still get the guy who does the mowing and the pressure washing stuff. I get those a lot. The one, and this is embarrassing because I admitted this a while back about watching Hot Wheel Racing.
Right.
I used to get those, like, on a regular.
I forgot about that.
And I'm like,
we sat for like 2.5 hours after that and watched those. That guy's got a lot of viewers, too.
He does.
Yeah, I it changed dramatically just from looking up this Eclipse stuff. And like I said, I was just trying to understand, because I don't watch regular news.
Right.
And so, honestly, I've been off of X quite a bit lately. And so I hadn't really been in tune with the news as much, but I kept hearing about the Eclipse and these states calling states of emergency. And I'm like, come on, that's silly. Eclipse.
Yeah.
And as I went down that hole, man, it just blew up. It blew up something fierce.
No, I was just reading a thing just a minute ago in between shows that Texas and Arkansas and Oklahoma, the states that were supposed to be really popular to go to for this eclipse, that everybody's now, it's Arkansas, it's Missouri, and it's Ohio that are now being targeted for all these people because of the weather is supposed to be shitty
right,
in Texas.
South.
So it's supposed to be cloudy. So everybody's moving from Texas to Ohio to go watch the. I am not driving all the way to Ohio to watch
to watch 4 minutes of a show. I mean, it's really bizarre because I still am trying to wrap my head around the trajectory of this eclipse is going basically from southwest to southeast.
Northeast.
Thank you. Yet the sun always rises
in the east.
So how in the hell is this thing going backwards? I'm sure there's a reason for it. There's a logical explanation. I can't figure it out by myself, which means I'm not a smart man. That's all it means.
The moon's going this way.
Yeah.
The sun's going that way.
Speaking of all that philanthropic stuff.
Yeah.
If you want to help us get to that point, if you want to keep hearing what we do, what we say, what we think, even though most of the time it's horse shit, but you obviously still enjoy listening to it because you're here at the end.
Yeah, you're the sucker.
We welcome you with open arms. Become an official member. Or I'm sorry, an official tugger by becoming a member. Go to patreon.podbean.com/unrestrained. Also, make sure you check out our socials. Like the show. Share it with friends. Subscribe. Hit the comment. Like button. Comment. Do all those things. I didn't understand why that's all they ever talked about. Smash that like button. Subscribe to this channel. Share the show with your friends. But it really does help because it pushes us up in the algorithm and it suggests the show to other like-minded people. So make sure you do all of those things. Comment on what you send us a DM or comment on our socials and tell us what you like, what you don't like, and, interact with us. Let us know you're there. We have a lot of listeners that are all over the place, and we'd like to kind of
I want to hear from you.
Yeah, let us know, like, Virginia, why are you listening so much?
California.
How did we break into California? What about Texas? Let's hear from our Texas friends.
Yeah.
We got them all over the place. Let us know where you're from. Let us know what you think. Again, go to patreon.podbean.com/unrestrained. Become a tugger. Become a member. And we'll do great things with that.
Yes, sir.
Also, don't forget to check out RavenCrestTactical.com, an official sponsor of the Unrefined Guys. Head over to RavenCrestTactical.com and check out all of their great deals on their out-the-front knives as well as their fixed blades and others. 100% made in America, right in Arizona. We've only got a couple listeners in Arizona. But they've got a 100% money-back guarantee. Anytime, anything, for any reason, send your knife back in and they will fix it and make it just like new. They'll sharpen it up, make it real pretty for you.
Yes, sir.
We got plans for the weekend?
Work.
Well, got nothing so far. I got a couple hours to make maybe something happen.
Okay.
We'll figure it out. Until next time, I'm Tommy.
I'm Bear.
Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.